Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's be honest. Technology has made love way more complicated than it used to be, right? I think about that all the time. I think about how, like, back in the day, you would just meet somebody at a club or a bar or whatever, and you'd be like, you're good enough, and we're just going to make this work. Now love is so complicated and only is getting crazier by the year because technology is changing. Well, what her husband did for her for Valentine's Day, like, do we feel like technology has taken over and it's gone too far? Or is he just being a resourceful gentleman? We're going to talk about it today with a brand new Ask My Mom. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, hi, welcome. Happy to have you here. Welcome to this week's edition of Certified Mama's Boy. If you're new, thank you for pressing play. If you've been here for all 832 episodes of our show, thank you for doing that too. Anywhere in between, hi. We're a podcast based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
How many presidents do you think you could actually name?
Oh.
Yeah. Today, time of recording, this is President's Day. Day after President's Day, you're listening at time of release. And I started having this conversation on the radio show on Friday. And I wanted to ask the elder generation this question, because I feel like millennials, we were like right in between. We need to know stuff without technology. And then we had the next generation, I don't feel like needs to literally know anything. I feel like your kids literally need to learn
the truth.
Zero thing. And we can actually talk about that too. But I was wondering about how many presidents could you actually name if you had to?
Well, I don't know. Do you want me to do it?
Let's try. Because I can name about 18. I think 18 is about my number. So let's give it a shot and see how many. This is a 75-year-old woman and 73, 72, 71.
71.
71. 71-year-old mm-hmm. woman who is going to try to name as many presidents as she can.
Okay. Washington, Lincoln, mm-hmm. Hoover, Eisenhower, Nixon, Kennedy, Trump, Biden, Clinton.
You're at 9 so far.
I know. I know. I'm trying really hard.
I have so much to say about President's Day. My God, this might be our most interesting episode ever, but let's keep going.
Well.
You're at 9.
No, I'm done.
That's it? 9?
Yeah, I'm just done.
What about old Andrew Jackson? You want to give that man some credit? Where is he?
Sure.
What about JFK? You didn't say JFK. I think that's a pretty...
Didn't I say Kennedy?
You may have said it.
I think I did.
You didn't say Obama.
Oh, dang.
You didn't say either of the Bushes.
Bushes one, Bushes two. I know all
what
these
about old
people.
Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 9. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, how many presidents, you can start counting yours up in your own head. Like, how many can you name? I mean, okay, so here's 2 points I want to make up about President's Day, because I've been like, probably been alone too much this weekend and just been in my head too much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number one is, do kids really need to learn things anymore? I started thinking about that, how like, there's no, like, they don't need, do they need to know anything?
You mean,
like, why?
Do they need to know it or do they need to retain it?
Like, do they even need to, like, I mean, yeah, like y'all can talk about it, but like, yeah, do they need to be tested on this? Like, do kids need to get tested at all anymore? Because like back in the day, think about how much time we would spend on things like this, right? We'd be sitting there flashcards all night trying to learn all the presents. Some of y'all may know a song or something and like, you can like sing your way through it and whatever. But like this is like, at any point, your kid could pull out any piece of technology, say who was the 15th president, and be like, okay, there's the answer.
I know. I think that's a curse in a way.
But is it, though?
But of course, look at me.
That's true. And that's why I wanted to know, like if the older generation, because y'all had like no kind of, like, if you wanted to look this up, you had to go to the encyclopedia, which, like, God forbid.
What and a most terrible... of us didn't have them at home. We had to go to the library.
Yeah, you got to go to the damn card catalog.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I would just say, I don't really care that much who the president is. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. Like, it doesn't really matter to me, because if I have to put that much effort into it, I wouldn't know. But I feel like kids back in the day knew. Also, side note, think about those heavy-ass book bags we had to carry around with like seven textbooks in the back of them.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And crazy. Everybody's got back problems now because of it.
And you wonder why. We were trying to lug that thing around. Like, that was torturous.
All day long.
But do we feel like kids need to really, like, for example, here's a question. So, back in school, let's just say we'll talk about presidents for a second. Back in school, we'd have to like learn this, like spend time memorizing this, you know, a couple of weeks probably talking about the presidents, and then memorize all this stuff, then take a test to see if we retain the information, right? But like, let me tell you what, there's so many things in my life I wish I would have been taught in school that we're not taught. Like, tax season's coming up again. I don't friggin' know. I have no idea. I have no idea where taxes even start, or how to like change your oil. That'd be a great thing to learn. How to buy a car. Like, so many things that I wish I knew, but instead I had to sit there for a month and retain that John Quincy Adams was like the 56th. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Do we feel like it's important? Because now your generation of kids is coming up. And like, do you really feel like it's that important for them to memorize anything anymore?
Yeah, that's a really good thought. I don't know.
Do you think it's important? Would it have any kind? I mean, like, there's never going to be a second that they can't just pull up a piece of information. Their brain wouldn't
know.
And like, how many times do you really need to know most of this stuff?
Yeah, like never.
You know? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's too deep of a thought for President's Day, the day after President's Day. But like, do your kids really need to know who all the presidents are? Can they just look it up? And who cares? If they know any of them, you know? Because I don't think it really matters. Okay, here's the next point. I want to make this a lot more deep. Okay, so I'm just gonna name some people. Okay, like Calvin Coolidge. You know who that is, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay, who is that?
That was the president.
Okay, all right. What did he do during his time? Okay. He was president between 1923 and 1929, by the way. Let's mention a couple other people, like William McKinley.
Oh, my. I have no idea.
Okay.
Was he president during the Civil War?
I don't know. Maybe. That's
so
the point.
So bad at history.
What about Chester A. Arthur?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Now, that's important. So, back in 1981... Chester A. Arthur was the president of the United States.
In 1981?
I'm sorry, 1881. Mom's like, wow, I'm really removed. Say,
man, I'm really in bad shape.
Okay, so there was a guy. What about Benjamin Harrison? You ever heard of that name before?
No.
Mm-hmm. What about, okay, that's probably, okay.
I mean, I'm sure I heard of it, but I don't remember it.
We'll start there. Benjamin Harrison, 1889 to 1893. That man was the president of the United States. He was the most important person in the country, okay? Now, fast forward, it is 2024, and my mom doesn't even know who that is. Okay, but hang on. You were even born like that, like your parents. What year were your parents born?
Well, let's see. My dad was born in 1912 and my mother was born in 1923.
Okay. So, but their parents were, so within two generations then.
Yeah.
Like, you have never heard the name Benjamin Harrison in your lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. But he was literally, let's see what president he was. He was the, this is going somewhere. He was the 23rd president of the United States, right? Mm-hmm. So here's my point. Like, does anything really matter? Like 125 years later, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
And he ran our country. Now, obviously, if I go through some more of these names, like, I mean, honestly, Grover Cleveland, like, you heard of that, you probably couldn't tell me a damn thing about him. Chester Arthur, you've never heard of that name before in your life. James Garfield, you may have heard of it, but like, who and why? Rutherford B. Hayes. Who? You've heard of Ulysses S. Grant.
I think that might be Rutherford. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I can't pronounce his name. Rutherford. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows that is anymore. It could be Rutherford. You don't even know because no one's ever heard that name.
That's true.
Abraham Lincoln, sure. But James Buchanan, couldn't tell me a thing about the man. Franklin Pierce, never tell me a thing about him. Millard Fillmore? You've never heard the name Millard Fillmore before in your life. And that man was the most important man in our country. Okay.
Yeah.
He was the 13th president of the United States, by the way. He was president between 1850 and 1853.
Okay.
Here's the point. It's like nothing matters. Nothing matters. Like no matter, I'm not saying that nothing mattered, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what you do with your life to other people because none of it's going to matter in 100 years. Mm. You're not going to be remembered. And I don't say that as in you're not important, but I think we spend so much time in the eyes of other people, right? In the mind of other people. And oh my God, what kind of mom does this person think I am? Or like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm going through a divorce. It's the worst thing that's ever happened. Yo, I couldn't tell you who a president was from 100 years ago. And that was the most important person in our country. And I consider myself a mildly educated person. Okay. I have a college degree from Georgia Southern. So, you know, not the greatest degree. But still, I have a college degree. I went to school. I got through it, you know? And my point is like, nobody is going to know. So like, we spend so much time, like all these guys spent so much time to like, because I think anybody in this much power, I don't care what they say, there's ego drive behind that. They probably sacrificed a lot of things and did things that they wanted to do to like become the president. I mean, do I think that presidents really want to like help the country? Sure. But I also think that there's a massive ego drive behind that to want to do it, right? So like how much was sacrificed to get there? Here's the point. In 100 years, no one's going to know who Joe Biden is. And that's not
I bet you they will know Donald Trump. I'm just saying.
He may be one that definitely gets referred to a lot as time goes on, as our final president of the United States before everything fell apart. Before the aliens finally came back.
Said
enough is enough, you guys. We tried to let you guys do this, but
we can't take it any further.
You clearly. But does that make sense? Am I being too deep about President's Day? I just feel like. If we don't know who a president was from 100 years ago, then like nothing matters. Very few people make history. And even those that do, we don't even know who they are anymore. So like, what kind of life are you really living? Like, are you living it for other people? Because in 100 years, it's not going to matter. Even your own family. I barely know my parents' parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I absolutely could tell you nothing about their parents.
Right.
My great-grandparents, I couldn't tell you a thing about any of them.
Right.
Were they good people? I don't know. Were they terrible? Were they villains? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Which, like, were they good people or bad people? What were your grandparents about?
Well, they were wonderful.
There you go.
Wonderful people.
Learn a little bit right there.
They were farmers and, you know.
And I think that's all you really want to know.
Average.
Like, you just want people to say that you were wonderful. And, like, if you think you did that, you're fine. But everything else just doesn't matter. So don't go so hard on yourself. It's going to be okay. Okay, I'm having a massive anxiety attack, and I think I had to think about President's Day to get off my everything else going on in the world right now. And by world, I mean my world. So let me bring you into this, because I know some of you guys go through this kind of stuff, and actually, this is probably more of a conversation from between me and my mom, but feel free to join in and take something from it. So I was lucky enough to get a slot with one of the top vestibular doctors in the country over at Johns Hopkins. And my appointment was today, which is on President's Day, which seems really weird, by the way. You feel like doctors want to take it off, but no, I guess the medical world keeps going, right?
No. Yeah.
So I went over there, and so vestibular, in case you're near, let me just give you a really quick recap of what's going on here in case you're just joining the show. 5 months ago, I got knocked out in Baltimore, and got my head stomped on, and been dealing with some pretty gnarly symptoms. I've spent over $5,000, by the way, on all this. Personally, I've spent over $5,000. Will I get reimbursed from the state? I don't know. I have no idea. But I've spent over $5,000. I had to total some of that up last week. So, like, that's insane. And I just can't quite get well. And so I was lucky enough to know some people inside of Johns Hopkins, and they were able to kind of like fast track me into some of these appointments. And by fast track, it still took, you know, a month and a half. So went to go meet with him today, and lovely guy, spent an hour and 15 minutes with me, did all kind of tests and everything, just trying to see, like, why am I still dizzy? Like, what's causing this dizziness? Where is it coming from? And because dizziness is kind of confusing. I didn't realize how confusing. I mean, you can literally just not drink enough water in the day and be dizzy. Like, was it just dehydrated for 5 months? Like, that'd be wild. So we did a bunch of tests, and he's just kind of talking to me. Where he thinks we are, and this is, I have to go to one more doctor to confirm this for some reason. But all right. He thinks what's happening is that I am having what they call vestibular migraines. And basically what a vestibular migraine is when you have too much visual input, you can literally have a migraine, and that migraine and it could manifest in a lot of different ways. I also didn't know that migraines manifested in a lot of different ways. If you've heard this podcast for a long time now, you'll hear about days where I have this intense eye pain, right? And I also have been having vision problems. So I always put those two together. I'm like, okay, well, I'm having, you know, I have convergence insufficiency and divergence insufficiency. So because of that, my eyes are having to overwork, and they're getting to a point where they get so strained that they ache for like hours to days, right? Well, he seems to think that's actually a migraine. And when I'm getting vestibularly over the visual, you know, visual input overload, basically, that my body's like, nope, can't handle this right now. And it then just overloads, and then I have a migraine, right? So there is really only one way to fix this. And the only way to fix this is to go on antidepressants for X amount of time. Not forever, but basically, the way he was describing it is sometimes after trauma, a lot of people in the military will go through this where they will like lose a limb and they will still claim they have phantom pains. Like they'll like, they lost their arm, they'll be like, oh my God, I'm having arm pain, but they don't have an arm anymore. Yeah. So it's like, well, how is that possible, right? It's like your brain kind of latches into these moments in time that are traumatic and can't really let go of it. So the solution that they found is if you take antidepressants for a small amount of time, you know, maybe a few months to a year-ish, that you can kind of reset that system, and then you're good to go, right? That was my mom, because we talked about it a little bit, Mom, but my mood's changed dramatically since we talked about it this morning. That makes sense to me. I mean, all that makes sense. And it kind of gives me an idea, because eye pain is pretty, it's really the eye pain, the dizziness that are really the two lingering factors, right?
Right.
So, here is where my mom was asking me how I was feeling that I have this. And like, it's the same way I feel after I go to any doctor's appointment, where it's like not something really bad, right? Like there's no nerve damage or anything that's not repairing itself. Like my whole system is fine. Like all my eye is fine. My vision's fine. Like everything's fine. So like, I love that, but like, I hate it because we're not really to a point yet to where it's fixed. So I was like, all right, on to the next doctor. So I am really struggling. Now, let me tell you this. I think antidepressants are fantastic for a lot of people.
Yes.
And I'm never going to be a poo-pooer on I'm not an anti-drug person. I'm actually a pro-drug person. I've, you know, seen it do wonders for a lot of people. And I don't think people have to get on antidepressants forever. I think that sometimes that you just need a little oomph to get you over a hump. And I'd way rather you do that than like, you know, end up doing something you can't undo, or just get you through a hard time. Listen, and I have a lot of friends that take them, and they've done wonders for them. I don't know that I'm necessarily one of those people. And I will tell you why I'm getting kind of apprehensive now, is because we have to go back 5 years ago when I decided to take another drug that messed with your serotonin system. And that one was an illegal drug, right? We've talked about the Molly pretty extensively on this podcast. And if not, long story short, about 5 years ago, I took Molly, or ecstasy, if you will, for the first time. And it really effed me up. I mean, it was really bad. It was like about 14 months it took me to like kind of rehab from that one day. And like a tiny dose of it too. I really was so nervous to take it that like I just took a tiny little dose, and like that was it, right? And so since then it was, you know, it was, Mom, you remember all this. I couldn't sleep for a while. I was diarrheaing constantly. Terrible. Now here we are, and I'm being presented another drug that messes with your serotonin system. And at first I'm like, yeah. Like, okay, cool. We can just take this drug for a while. I'm like, that's fine. And like, then I can just get off of it. Now I can also tell you, I've taken drugs. I've taken antidepressants before. I was on them for about, I don't know, 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And it was okay. And again, everyone's experience is different. I'm not here to poo-poo on drugs. I never want to talk you out of taking drugs. I never want to. I never want to be that person because I think they're really good for people's mental health. I think they're really, really good for a lot of people. It was okay. It was an okay experience. What I found was that instead of getting overly anxious or overly depressed, which really anxiety was what I took it for, I just was more neutral. But I had also had a hard time finding any kind of high again, right? So like, I wouldn't really get excited about much of anything. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, okay. Like, I didn't have that feeling of excitement, you know? Mm-hmm. That's my personal experience with them. And so I am, I'm worried. I'm really, really, like, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place right now because I feel like there's one way out, but I feel like the one way out is like, could have really, really bad consequences. Knowing my body, my system specifically, that's very sensitive. So, Mother.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I just thought of as you were talking about that was that you don't really know where the Molly came from.
No, I don't even, honestly, I don't even know it was Molly.
You don't even know what it was laced with.
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
So take that out of the equation and go to a prescribed medication.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't compare it to the Molly. I just wouldn't, because you don't know that what was in it.
Right.
And I would say it's worth the risk to reset your brain to heal your eyes. That's what I would say.
Does it not make you nervous? Now, and here we go. So now we play into the, there's just a lot going on right now in life. You know that, like, this is like a lot. Now here's my fear is that I'm going to take this drug. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm going to be here by myself having to deal with this.
Yeah.
Again,
that's a thought.
I'm okay being single, right? Like, it's fine for
me.
Until I'm like in like a good spot with it, you know? But like, this is like the only time I ever want to be in a relationship. That's when things are going bad.
Exactly.
I wish I could just like get like a temporary girlfriend, like just a temporary one.
Or a temporary roommate.
Well, not even roommate, because I need somebody that can like, that can like baby me. You know what I mean? Like, if something goes wrong, I need to honestly be babied.
Yeah.
Because I do. Now, last time I took my antidepressant, I didn't have my ear issue. And I know that since then, if I do take certain things that change my, you know, any kind of like, because I've played around with a lot of different herbal supplements, right?
Right.
And some of those will mess with my ears, right? So like, I don't know. I'm just like, it's almost adding more anxiety to the anxiety, which is like terrible.
Maybe there's, you know, a few choices of antidepressants that you could take.
There's one.
There's
one. And that one is Effexor, by the way. Everyone's wondering what it is. It's Effexor. And again, you guys can message me and you can feel free to. I'd love to hear it. I'm sure you've had great experiences. And again, there's nothing wrong with the drug. It's my crazy body that we have to worry about here. So there are some natural supplements that you can take. And I've ordered some of those. Because my next appointment is not for a couple of weeks anyway. So I'm going to just try those and see if that gets me anywhere, you know? And then after that, I guess I have to start making some decisions. about what I want to do, you know? So I don't know. I came home and kind of just had like a little bit of a panic attack because I'm really apprehensive about how this is all going to go, you know?
It makes matters worse in other ways.
Right. If I'm over here, like, oh, my eye feels great, but I'm literally, like, I can't hear anything now, you know, or my ears are killing me, or, like, I'm having some kind of weird episode with something else, or I don't, I'm just, I really, like, that, I've had some really traumatizing stuff happen because of like, drugs, right? Prescription and non-prescription. So I've really, you can understand, when it comes to putting anything in my body, I'm like very nervous. Now, the first time my ear thing ever flared up, it was because of a steroid shot, right?
Right.
And that has nothing to do with antidepressants at all. But like,
right.
That still messed with my system so much that like my brain just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not feeling great today. I'm not feeling great. I'm just like.
Well, I think you need to have a more in-depth conversation if that's what it comes down to. With that new doctor.
Yeah.
About the possible side effects. And just tell him your concern. Tell him to listen to this podcast.
Send this over. All right. We'll do a quote for the day. But that's the latest with the health stuff. And the good news is he says, I don't need to do any more vestibular rehab, in his opinion. So that was those 2 days a week I had to go do all that dizzy stuff. And he thinks that is done. And so that's really just leaves me my eye doctor appointments or, you know, rehab. And then hopefully that we can just check all that off the list when it comes to physical therapy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay. Back to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. It's Joseph Campbell. The privilege
was
of a life.
Was he a president?
No,
I think he was.
I think he was
the 17th president.
No,
he could have been. You don't even know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he was. Though. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. You know, for some reason, I was thinking about that this week when I was with Maggie's babies, or my grandbabies, I should say.
Yeah.
And I was just imagining what they'll remember about me, depending on how much time I have with them. And I thought, you know, I think that I have been blessed in my life that I have always been able to truly be who I am. I started thinking about that in my relationships, in my work relationships, all of that. I think that I have really been blessed to discover who I am in every phase of my life and able to live into that. And so I'm wondering how I will live into this phase of being a grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of a grandmother will I be? And what will they remember about me and appreciate or not appreciate?
That is kind of weird. Like, it's kind of weird to think that, and if you guys have kids, and then you'll kind of go through all these phases too. Like, you have so many different roles or I guess titles for so many different people in your life, right? Like, mom, you've been a mom, you've been your wife, you know, you're now a grandma, you've been a boss before, you know, you've been a friend. I mean, all of us have these titles, and in every role, we probably fit a little bit differently into them, right? Like, what kind of boss were you? What kind of wife were you? You know, like, I think I was a mediocre best husband, honestly. I think
we're the same person.
Yeah.
But it's the other person's perception that, you know, we're really thinking about here. And, you know, if you're really yourself and true to yourself and can be truly who you know you are to be with everyone, then what a gift.
How do you think you're doing at being a grandma so far?
I think I'm doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. That,
and why do you say that?
Well, I mean, I'm managing the schedule, which is starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 11 p.m. That's quite different. Yeah. You know, to be on all that time. And I'm very comfortable with the babies. I think I'm very relaxed with them and very much at ease. And, you know, I don't know. I think I'm doing pretty well.
How do you think Dad did as a granddad? Now, if you weren't here last week, my dad spent the week up in Knoxville. My mom's back in our Georgia studios today.
That's right.
But Dad was there last week. And how is Jimmy Mack doing as a granddad? Honestly, I just don't know how he's going to handle all that.
You know, it was interesting. I mean, he is, you know, gaga over them now.
Yeah.
I don't think he even knew how he'd respond to them.
Yeah.
Because when y'all were babies, as I recall, that wasn't his favorite phase of life, right?
Which phase has been his favorite when it came to us? I don't think he's really liked much of any of this. I mean, when we left the house, I feel like he liked that.
He liked you better when you could interact.
Yeah.
But no, he did really well. You know, he hasn't changed a diaper yet.
Yeah.
So we have to work on that. But
does it want to, or does it didn't?
No, just the opportunity just didn't arise, and none of us thought about, hey, do you want to change somebody's diaper?
Yeah.
And he certainly didn't say, oh, can I please change Charlie's poop?
Yeah.
You know,
right. Can't wait to do that. I'll be honest. That's a part of my. It's part of uncledom. I'm trying not to be a part of. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't.
Well, one of John's brothers has already said, I can't change a diaper. It will make me throw up.
Yeah, I think uncles and aunts get like left out of that, right? Like grandparents, yeah. Sure. But like I think brothers and sisters of these people, like that can't be an expectation. Like I don't want to change I don't want to change a dirty diaper. Like I just don't want to, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I don't have kids because more like 30% of it's because I don't want to have poop on me, you know? So like that's great for you. I'm glad you chose that life, that poop life.
Well,
but me, I opted not to do the poop life, if you know what I mean. So
well, all three of us have been peed on and pooped on.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of times.
Sure. And, well, I mean, look at your odds. You got three times the odds of most people.
That's right. Exactly. And most of the time, it's our own fault. I know, you know, you don't take a diaper off a baby and leave them exposed for any length of time because that is bound to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I get
it. So yeah, I think I'm doing fine with them.
Okay.
Well, I hope so.
We'll ask Maggie and get her.
Maggie had to ask me, you know, Mom, can I please have my baby? I mean, sometimes I tend to hog them. Yeah.
You don't, I will say this. You sound way less tired when you're at the Atlanta studios versus when you're in the Tennessee studios.
Yeah, I definitely. So I'm tired today though. You know, this is my first day home.
But you sound good.
But yeah.
Anyway, here's the point is like you play so many different roles in your lifetime, right? And like,
right.
How are you in every role? Like, if you're being yourself, I guess that's great, but you're still going to have to be like that different version of your, like, I'm different, you know, as a husband than I am as like a friend, as I am as like a coworker, as I am.
Of course. Of course.
Know.
But are you being genuinely who you are in all of those roles?
I think I've gotten better
at it.
That's
the point.
I think I've gotten better.
That's the point. Yeah.
Than I have in the past. I think it's just so crazy that like, I think I told you this story. It was last week, or I think it was, this may have been a more mama's boy, where my boss asked me to come in and work on President's Day. And like, some of my coworkers were like, well, what'd you tell him? Like, I was going to say friggin' yes to that, by the way. I did not go into President's Day, by the way. And they all kind of seem surprised. Like, oh, wow, you would like do that? And I'm, well, that's my authentic answer. Like, no, I would want a day off. I would like an extra day off right now. And not because I'm lazy, because, I mean, we work really hard and I'm going through this stupid concussion stuff. And
3-day weekends are really nice.
They're important. You know, it's important
yes,
to have.
Yes, they are.
I like that quote.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you, you're doing what? The stretching thing? Explain this.
Oh, excuse me. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Yeah, sorry. This whole stretching thing is what?
And there's a whole new thing here that's just opened up near me, and it's called In Motion, and they stretch you. And I'm sure they use some equipment too, but it looks like they're more like chiropractors and just, use their bodies to
like stretch you out.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You're going when? Today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow as in Wednesday or tomorrow as in Tuesday?
Tomorrow as in Tuesday.
So today is at the time of release. Okay.
Correct.
This sound, how much does it cost to go and have somebody stretch you out?
Well, it's free the first time.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's the second time?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I've heard of some
inquired.
Of these. My mom is she's a lovely woman. But she is prone to being scammed. And I just wonder if this is like a scammy thing. Not that you're like this is like a scam, but like depending on how much it costs. Okay, let me ask you this question. To you, what is the value of someone stretching you?
Well,
how much do you think that's worth?
You know, I mean, I stretch myself.
And this is what I'm saying. Here goes my point, because I'm trying to figure out how much could that cost?
Yes.
Instead of you just literally standing up, putting your arms in the air.
Yes. I think actually it's like $30 for half an hour and maybe $55 for an hour.
I think that might be fair.
I think that's pretty reasonable. I'm not sure why I think that. I could look it up right now. But I know my neighbor went for the free session and she loved it, but she didn't sign up. You have to sign up for a series. You know, herein lies the problem. You can't just say, okay, I'll make an appointment next week and come for 30 minutes. I think they want you to sign a contract for like some period of time.
Yeah, they do.
You know, ching, ching. If that's the case, I'm not doing that.
So you just want to pay per session, which I think is very, good. It's good. Mm-hmm. I think we're making progress because, you know, there's this new accountability factor with you, which is this podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up for anything crazy or do anything crazy, then you know that like we're going to give you a hard time for that. Because
that's correct.
It's just not.
Because I had $3,000 worth of chiropractic treatments. Which have really benefited me. I felt better, and I'm glad. I have no regrets about it, but it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't think I need to do several thousand dollars worth of someone stretching
you.
Me when I stretch myself all the time.
I bet you can find somebody in Dawsonville to stretch you for free, or at least for half the price.
I'm quite sure I could.
You know, you got somebody that works up at the, the Ingles guy. I'm sure he might stretch you for
for nothing.
Anybody at the Ingles probably stretch you pretty cheap. The Goodwill, the Japanese restaurant, they'd probably stretch you out a little bit. Waffle House, they for sure would. Kroger. There's probably a lot of people like Dawsonville, Georgia is like one of those places where people just you know they're there to make some money. You know what I mean? Like if you need somebody to do something, they'll know somebody that can stretch you out for cheaper than going to the actual. They probably look at that stretch place like, what the hell?
Right, exactly.
You know,
what does that mean in motion?
Like, why? Yeah, why would they someone pay money to get? I guarantee that somebody's already had that conversation at least a few hundred times. Every other person in Dawsonville has been like, why are you pay money to have somebody stretch you? Well, keep us posted. I'm kind of curious how this whole stretch thing goes.
I'll let you know. I'm more mama's boy.
Speaking of scams, I want to know if you would have fallen for this or not, because there've been a reoccurring scam happening right now, and all I can think of is you, because I just
Tell me.
This is so obviously a scam, but like I just don't know if you. My mom is prone to these scams, right? So, or did I say scan or scams? I should have said scams. Okay. Mom's really prone to these scams. So here's a scam that I want to run past you and tell me if you would have fallen. And be honest, okay? Just be honest about this.
Okay.
So this weekend, at some point this weekend, it was Ed Sheeran's birthday. Okay.
Okay.
And our radio station page had posted a post about Ed Sheeran's birthday. Or, you know, it's this weekend and happy birthday. And people started to comment underneath it, happy birthday, which, I mean, seems kind of weird. It's not like he's going to be scrolling through Facebook and seeing them, but. It's fine. A lot of comments. Probably 20, 30 people went on there and happy birthday, Ed, happy birthday. Which, listen, that's a lot. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All weekend long, though, we've been getting people, we've been getting these like accounts that said like Edward Sheeran.
What?
Or like Ed Sheeran fan page. We have probably had five different pages, different page names that look like it's Ed Sheeran, right?
Oh.
And they go on to the post. And they comment underneath the different posts. And it's like, hello, dear friend. It's me, Ed Sheeran. I just wanted to thank you for the birthday wish. As a fan, I'd love for you to click on my page and to DM me so we can talk more about my birthday. Or just something along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So it's presenting itself as Ed Sheeran himself did actually and see your birthday wishes to him. Mm-hmm. And he now is saying, thank you. Now DM me and let's talk about this more. Would you, Mom, honestly, would you fall for that and think that Ed Sheeran himself was writing back to you?
No, I would not.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. For one second would I think that he had tried to connect with me. No. Okay.
That feels good. That makes me feel good. Because if we're at that point, I feel like we'd really have to take your laptop away from you.
Yeah, that's true.
I can just imagine my mom coming on here and be like, guys, guess what? Ed Sheeran messaged me and I sent him $3,000 for his birthday because he's having surgery and needed it.
Well, he told me if I'd send that, then I can have free tickets to all his concerts.
Yeah, for the rest of my life. He's going to write a song about me. I'm just waiting for it to come back. Isn't that exciting? And I'd be like, oh my God, Mom, please. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, really quick. We have a Thursday show too called More Mama's Boy. It's a fan supported podcast. And the reason we do that is because, as you can tell, the number of commercials on this podcast have dropped dramatically because we kind of moved out of that model. I decided that it really wasn't getting us to where we needed to go anymore. And so in the beginning, actually it was September, which really, hang on, let me finish my spiel. Then I'll comment on that. So it's this podcast is 95% fan supported now. And if you like what you're hearing right now, you want to see this keep going, then hopefully you'll become a certified fan. It's $6 a month. And every penny that you contribute to our show is it keeps the lights on, y'all. This ain't free. I know it sounds like it would be a free podcast, but it's surprisingly does cost money to produce. So if you are, able to throw in a couple of, it's just a few bucks a month. And with that, you get a whole nother episode on Thursday called More Mama's Boy. And you get a fan page that you get to join as well. So it's just, you get a little bit better connected to the Certified Mama's Boy community. It's a good group. We pray for each other on that Facebook page. I'll tell you what, man, it's a cool place. It's a cool place.
It is.
And then you get the bonus episode as well. So, can't get into this too much on this podcast, but I am, I'm going to court this week. And I'm very apprehensive because they don't tell you anything. Here's what I've gotten about going to court this week. And I'm not going to tell you what day or what time or anything, because I'm just trying to keep that just kind of whatever. But we'll talk about it more Mama's Boy, because that's a private podcast. But here's what I've been told about this is, well, they sent me a letter and said, we may need you to call us a week before and we'll let you know if you need to come, right? And so I call on week before and nobody said anything. They're like, well, we're not sure. We'll call you back. We'll find out. Call you back. Nobody coming back for like 3 days. Call back. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we need you. And it's going to be over Zoom. So here's the Zoom number. And I'm like, okay, so what I need to do? And she's like, well, thinking like she's going to tell me like what my participation is in this whole process. And she goes, well, you just log in. And then like when it's your turn to talk, you just talk. And that's it. And I'm like, what?
You don't get to hear the other people talking?
I literally have no idea what I'm getting myself into.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Your guess is literally as good as mine when it comes to Zoom court. Now, I'm happy I don't have to sit in a courtroom.
Me too.
Gave me a lot of anxiety that I was going to have to like sit in front of these people. And
yes.
Watch videos of everything. And so More Mama's Boy, we'll talk more about it over on More Mama's Boy. Now, if something happened, I want to tell you this too, because since I don't know what the I'm getting myself into right now. If you don't see an episode of More Mama's Boy this week, I'll let you know on the fan page. I don't know. I have no idea if this is going to take an hour, if this is going to take a week, It isn't like a month. Like I have no idea. I just know it's literally starts at 9 a.m. and then it's just, I don't know. I literally have no idea what I'm getting myself into. So, hopefully we have a Thursday show. If we don't, though, I'll let you know on the Certified Fans page, but I don't know if y'all want to pray or what you want to do. Send me some good vibes, but there's just, as you can see, there's just a lot going on. There's some more stuff behind the scenes too. That's just chaotic. It's just like, ugh.
Life.
Yeah, well, my life at least.
Crazy life.
Yeah. All right. With that said, oh, by the way, if you want to become a certified fan, just text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8, fans to 888-Kramer-8, or go in the show note of this podcast. And you know what? You know what makes me feel good is if I'm sitting here in court, I check my email afterwards, and we have one new certified fan. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. That would be lovely. What a great pick-me-up.
I know that some of y'all have been thinking about it. You've been sitting there thinking like, do I need to? Well, yeah, like just do it. It's just a few bucks. And it's very helpful for the podcast where it's hopefully just a couple bucks for you. But to us, it just really takes the pressure off of getting these bills paid. Literally, we're getting close to like not breaking even anymore. And so that's going to be problematic. So just join us. We'd love it. You know,
yes,
things are getting more expensive, like anything else. Everything's getting expensive right now. So join us and thank you for that. Okay. Let's do Ask My Mom. We have, we're backlogged in this, and forgive me if you've sent a message we haven't gotten to yet. We're trying our best. So this is an advice segment we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm sorry. We don't do it Thursdays anymore. We just do it some Tuesdays. I'm going into like the spiel I did for 3 years. This is an advice segment we do when we do it. And if you're ever going through a dilemma, you want some good motherly advice. My mom's been a mom now for 44 years.
Got and a now lot of a grandma.
And she's a grandma. She's got some grandma and grandma advice. I feel like is even better than mom advice.
Oh boy.
So we're going to ask a grandma today. and you can submit your stories, by the way, at certifiedmamasboy.com. Or you can just send me a DM. Okay. So mom, what's happening today?
Okay. Dear Mama Nancy, my husband wrote me a beautiful love note for Valentine's Day. Handwritten on a blank card. Oh, I love that so much. I started to cry because it was the nicest thing he ever said to me. He's not a man of many words. Then he laughed and said, I wrote this with Microsoft Copilot. Then he added, it's powered by ChatGPT 4.0. I got mad. Why would he tell me? He said he felt it was dishonest to not tell me. He said, having AI write a love note is the same thing as buying a greeting card. He was able to customize the message. My question is, does it seem out of touch to use ChatGPT to write a love letter? And if a guy does use an AI boost, does he have to tell the person he is sending the letter to? I don't know if this is something we should get used to. Oh my gosh, I know all the new technology. I do love handwritten notes, though. It's just one of my all-time favorite things in the world. So your question is, does he need to use that to write a love letter? Well, obviously, you said he's a man of few words. I think it's a little bit better, honestly, than a Hallmark card because he could customize it somewhat.
That's true. Okay. Uh-huh. That's a valid point where, you know, if you buy a card, it's just literally what somebody else wrote. And there is,
so generic.
And I'm guessing, I've used ChatGPT probably 20 times. And yeah, you're able to say, okay, like write me a, I don't know what Copilot is, but, write me a card about Nancy Yancy. She likes, going to the thrift shop and getting scammed and like, it'll like write. Okay. So like, yeah, there's some more customization than just somebody getting you a card.
Right.
And like saying, I love you on it.
Right. Exactly. I just think, and she's asking, do they need to reveal that if that's the situation? You know, I don't know whether they do or not. I would hope so, though. I would
hope
they would.
Well, that's kind of weird, though, too, right?
Well, I mean, if she's crying because of these words her husband said to her, I don't know if you should just pretend they're your words. I don't know. That sounds a little deceitful to me.
Yeah, that's...
I don't like that very much.
But I don't know that I would like want to know. Like, I don't know. There's something weird about that to me too, where it's like, hey, can you just... I don't know. That feels weird to me. Mm-hmm. Maggie's actually FaceTiming me. Hang on one second. I just lost her. I don't know. It just feels like I don't want to know if you used it, you know? But then at the same time, to me, I can always tell when something's done on ChatGPT. Mm. I can always tell. Like, it just has a vibe to it. So okay. I think I probably would have known that it was done on that, especially if your husband's a man of few words.
Right.
But like, is it not tasteful then to do that? Like, Mom, just put yourself in those shoes for a second. And Dad presents you with a Valentine's Day card, and it just has, it's just this long thing. It was about you, but
and it's handwritten.
Like, and it's handwritten, but like he copied it from ChatGPT. How would that feel?
Well, I think it would feel better than a generic Hallmark card.
Okay, so you like that? You're into it?
Yeah, I mean, I would like it better than a generic Hallmark card.
Okay. So yeah. So you'd rather have him handwrite something that literally the computer spit out for him.
Uh-huh.
Than just going to a car and saying, "Love, Jim."
Uh-huh. Because at least it's personalized.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's intended for me.
I think it would make me up. I don't think I'd be as upset as you were. But do we feel like it's cheating? I mean, my mom says no, she likes it. Because I'm a words of affirmation person, right? So like words are really important to me.
Right.
And so I think it would bother me. Mm-hmm. So I think I would rather just not. I think honestly, I'd rather have a card personally. Yeah, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. But I also couldn't be with somebody that wasn't good with words. So
True.
I think there's something to that as well, right?
True.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how would that affect you, honestly? Is this a big deal? Is it better your partner like not? Because, I mean, honestly, she's right. This is something we got to worry about now.
Yeah, so many other things.
Yeah.
Like not knowing our presidents.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know?
Not knowing our history.
Life's changing. Like, so, like, is ChatGPT.
Who remembers it? Yeah.
Is that a good enough tool for your partner to use, or is that going to come across as like kind of crappy and inauthentic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call us, text us, and we'll comment over on the fan page. Like, how does that make you feel? Are you okay with that? Should we just be expecting that to be okay? Or is that just like kind of a shiesty thing to do? And this just doesn't really, it's like, why even then? Like, why if your computer's just going to write it? And what's even the point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you could say the same thing about Greed. I mean, he's right. Her husband's right about it. Like,
yeah. I mean, he fessed up.
888-Kramer-8. You can call us or text us or whatever. Okay. All right, Mom. What do you think? Good enough for today?
I think that's good enough.
There we go. I love you. Have a good week.
Okay, honey. You too. Love you forever.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Well, this week should be interesting for sure. Hopefully it's going to be a good week for you. I always appreciate your support. Hope you know that. I mean that too. That's not just something I say here at the end of the show because I'm obligated. I say it because I mean it. And your support means the world to me. Over the years, man, y'all have been through a lot. We've done a lot together. And this has definitely been an interesting 5 months. All right. Love you. See you back here on Thursday, hopefully for more Mama's Boy.
Okay. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.